people fail, but system don't fail. So in today's episode, I am going to talk about 6 types of system that you need to grow your business. Hello everyone, welcome back to the another episode of The Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. This is your host, Rishabh Jain. I am a sales funnel coach. I am the founder of Freedom Funnels Hub, and I am on the mission to help 100,000 working professionals to build their online business, achieve freedom, and make an impact in the world with their businesses by tapping the power of sales and marketing funnels. And that is why I have created a one-page funnel grid system. So, in today's episode, I am going to tell you about systems, that what kind of systems you should have in place in your business if you want to grow fast. And after getting this clarity that what are those systems that you need, you can set up these systems for your business and you can see the change by yourself. So let's just begin. So before I begin to tell you about the systems, let me tell you that how I learn about these systems. So I have learned about these systems from my mentor, he's Siddharth Rajshekhar. He is one of the leading coach in India and also the Amazon international bestseller. So I am his mentee. I am in his community, and I have learned so much from him. And going into his program, I learned the importance of systems. Before that, I was working on my business, but I was not focusing much on creating systems. But when I joined his program and his community and started following him, I realized that what is the power of creating systems. If you have the systems in place, it gives you more freedom. You have more time to focus on more important things instead of just switching from one tab to another or one task to another task. So it's important to have systems. Now let me just tell you these systems one by one. So the number one system that you need in your business is a lead system. Leads are the life and blood of any business. If you don't have leads, you are not going to get sales, and if you are not going to get sales, your business will not grow. So my dear friend, you have to create a lead system, and this lead system will generate the leads for you and capture them. It's very, very important. This system will focus on generating and capturing leads. Okay, so if I talk about funnels, then there is a opt-in funnel that you can use to do this thing. The opt-in funnel is a funnel in which you add people into your email list, or I would say you collect their data. Basically, lead is all about collecting the data of the people. So you collect their data by offering them something for free, like with the help of the lead magnet, or with the help of a very low cost product that we called a tripwire. So you do that, okay? And this funnel too as your lead system. So this is the first system that you should have in place in your business. Now let's talk about second system. The second system is the sales system. Now what is the sales system? So the sales system is all about, when you have generated the leads, the next step would be to convert these leads into paying customers. So you should have a system for that as well. You should know that how you are going to convert these leads into sales. What is the process? What kind of mails that they are going to get? What kind of trainings that you are going to provide to these leads? And how you are going to connect with them and close them? Okay. So you should have this system in place. And if you have this system in place, then only then you will be able to convert those leads into sales and make your business profitable. Because if you are generating leads with the help of lead system, but you are not selling the things, then in that case, there is no revenue. There is no the inflow of the cash in your bank account. And because of that, you will not be able to sustain the market. So it's very important that you should have a proper sales system in place. So think about it. If you don't have this kind of system in your business, just do it now. Think how you can do that. Okay. If I give you the brief idea, I have already told you what you can do. You have to plan that what would be the process to convert the leads into sales, to convert that those leads into the paying customers, what kind of journey they are going to have inside your sales funnel. So it's all about sales funnels, guys. You will see the sales funnels everywhere in online business, even in offline businesses. We can define the whole business in with the help of sales funnels, because sales funnel is actually the step by step process, like the sales process, the leads process that you follow in your business. Okay. And yes, I am fascinated about sales funnel, and that is why I have picked this topic. And I am a sales funnel coach myself. I am going to provide you a lot of material, lot of trainings related to sales funnels in future. So be ready for that. I'm going to announce in this podcast as well. Now, the third thing is the funnel system. So what is funnel system? I have already told you about funnels. The funnel system is all about the overall funnel that you have in your business. The funnel system is actually the steps that your leads are going to follow, that your sales are going to follow. So basically, the funnel system is something like where the people will land, then where they will go, and the whole process of from generating leads to making sales, and even after following up with them, all the things will be included in a funnel system. So you have to use certain tools to create the funnels, and for that you can use tools like ClickFunnels. There is a very good tool right now, system.io, that you can use as well. So the funnel system is the important part of your business, and you have to work on it. That what is your funnel system, how you are going to create the funnel, these funnels, and how you are going to manage these funnels, and what are the steps in these funnels. So everything should be very, very clear. Okay, how you are going to create the funnels, and what are the tools that you are going to use, what are the steps in these funnels. You should have the clarity about it. So this is the fifth funnel system. Now the next is the tracking system. So tracking is very important aspect of business, because the figures, the numbers, the data that you will get from the tracking will help you to make better decisions in your business. Sometimes we just make random decisions, and then we realize that we did the mistake. Data will give you more confidence when you take a decision, and this data You will get this data when you have the tracking system in place. So the how tracking system works, you all the URLs, all the URLs of your pages, different sales, different steps in your sales funnels have a unique URL, right? Your website have a URL, your sales page have a URL, your the pages in which you are posting content, they have the URL. Okay, so you have to track these URLs, like how many visits are the how many people are visiting these pages and what are the sources. The tracking is all about tracking the source, that what is the source from which you got the traffic. Okay, and then you have to see like how many people are actually moving forward. Suppose someone has landed on your sales page, then how many people have gone to the upsell page, how many people have gone to the downsell page. You have to track, and when you track these figures, you know your numbers. Okay, what is your conversion rate, what is your opt-in rate, and what is the bounce rate. All these figures you will know about it, and you can improve them. If you know your conversion rate, you can work on it. You can if you try to improve it just by 0.5%, you will see the massive difference in your revenues and profit. Okay, if you can improve your opt-in system, opt-in rate by 5-10%, you will see the massive change in your business. If you can reduce, reduce the bounce rate or in your sales funnel, you will see the change. Okay, so tracking is very, very important. You have to track everything in your business, and if you can track effectively, you will be able to make better decisions, and you will know your numbers, and you will make the decisions that will really help you to get scale your business and stay ahead in the game of entrepreneurship. Okay, so very important system you should have in place. Now there is one more system that I want to talk about, and that is the webinar system. Webinars are powerful, and you should have a webinar system in your business as well. And if it is a system that will help you to connect with the people, because webinars are the places where people see you, they listen you, they feel connected to you. So it's very important that you should have a webinar system in your business. Here in this podcast, we are all working professionals. Mainly the audience is working professionals who want to build their businesses online, right? And who want to achieve freedom with the help building a business, by creating a business that can give them freedom and help them to create an impact in the world with the help of their knowledge and skills. And I can say that most of you are trying to build the business online. So definitely, if you are trying to build the business online, it could be anything you are selling, you can have the webinars in it, because webinars is all about educating people, and you can educate people about anything. If you are selling a product, a physical product, even then you can conduct webinars and talk about your product. If you are selling a digital product, then it's must have, you should do the webinars. And if you are selling courses, if you are selling softwares, if you are selling consulting, if you are selling anything of that sort, you need a webinar system, because webinars will help you to connect better with people, and you can sell on the webinars as well and directly close the people there. And the best part about webinars is, in webinars you can sell the products, even a high ticket product as well. Okay, not very high ticket, but I would say mid to high ticket product you can sell in webinars. Okay, so that is why webinars are very powerful. Now let's just talk about the last system that I want to discuss with you, and the last system is the learning management system. So trainings and courses is an integral part of an online business. If you have an online business, the business running on the internet, you should include trainings and courses in your business, because the people need guidance, people want to grow, and people need the solution of their problem. And with the help of courses, with the help of trainings, you can solve their problems. You can educate about your product so that they stay, so that they stick with your product. Because there are so many products available out there in the market, and there is people can switch from your product to another very easily. So if you want to keep them with you, you have to do a lot of educations, lot of trainings. And for that, it's very important that you should have a learning management system where you give people the access to the trainings, the special courses that they can go watch and learn more about your product, learn how they can solve their problem. Okay, so it could be free if your product is not something a digital product. You can say if it's a physical product, you can use it as a bonus. And if you are selling digital products, then if you are selling software, SaaS products, you are doing affiliate marketing, anything of that sort, you should have a learning management system where you can sell courses of your own to solve the problem of the people. Okay, and this could be your friend and offer. Okay, this will be your friend and offer. So these are the six types of system that you should have in place in your online business. And if you have these systems in place, the life will be much easier for you, and you will have more time, more freedom, and the business, running a business, will be very easy for you. I am also working on these systems right now. I am not saying to be very honest, I also don't have all the systems in place, but yes, I am working on these systems. I have a few in place, few I need to work on, but I am working and I am improving. So I would highly advise you the same, that you should also do the same. Start working on these systems, have everything in place, and you will see the difference, you will see the change in your business and in your life as well. So I hope that you got some great value from today's episode, and if you think that today's episode is valuable for you, then please don't forget to share this episode with your friends, with your family. And also, don't forget to subscribe my podcast in whatever channel you are listening, in whatever platform you are listening. Just subscribe my podcast so that you will be able to get the notifications about all the future episodes. Here we are the go-getters, we are the freedom chasers, and we are the people who want to build their businesses online and live the life of freedom and create an impact in this world with our work and skills. So if this is your mission, if you think that you are your thoughts, your values aligned with mine, what I am trying to do here, you can just follow me, you can just connect with me, and you can listen this podcast. Okay, and if you want to connect with me and want to talk to me, you can just simply reach out to me on my Instagram. My Instagram handle is @raprishabjain, that is @raprishabjain. So just go and reach out to me. You follow me, DM me, I will be more than happy to reply. So that's all for today's episode, guys. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay awesome, stay blessed. Thank you.